It's going to be a tough test. They need a win. You need a win. Same exact records, 2-1 on both, or 1-2 on both sides. So go get a win. That's it. That's all I can tell you. Just go get a win. Because if you bring this to 500, all of a sudden, you can look at the rest of the season in a completely different light and go, all right, the Andy Baskin line. We have 13 individual opportunities to find ourselves on the right side of the ledger.
Uncle, let's play Two Keys and a Lock. Andrew Hody was up all last night studying for Two Keys and a Lock. I watch him breaking down film. It was impressive. You can actually probably break down film with him on his, I don't know, on your Twitch site probably too, right?
YouTube.
Oh, YouTube. That's where you, okay, you break... Breakdown film with Hody, and then, of course, Dan Menigan is here as well. All right, let's play Two Keys and a Lock. Key number one, Dan Menigan.
Key number one in this game, run the damn ball. That's it.
That's a key.
Run the damn ball. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'd love to church it up. I would love to say it differently. Your offensive line is banged up. Your quarterback looks out of sync with his wide receivers. Your offensive line is a little hurting, and your running backs are the two guys who could definitely help you out. Vegas, not exactly ideal against the run on top of it. There's some level of success that you can have on the ground against Vegas. Just run the damn ball. That's key number one.
Andrew Hody, do you have a key number one?
Key number one for me is actually on the defense. They got to stop some of this short passing game. Daniel Jones torched them in the short passing range. 7-8 yard plays. I want to see the defense slow that down a little bit. I think they can. I think Jim Schwartz is going to work on that this week.
Key number one for me is, I was going to say 21, but now I'm going to jump it up to 24. 24 points. If the Browns can get to 24 points, I feel like they'll win this. You look at the last three games. Yeah, they scored 26 to beat Baltimore, but to me that game was a little bit fluky. So 22 and 10 are their other games. So 23 is a victory for me. Let's get into the end zone at least three times. That's what I say for the Browns. Key number two, Dan Menigan.
Key number two for this game is, look, you got to be better on third down. I'm sorry. You are a league worst 8-43 on third down, 18.6%. The league average is 37%. On third down, converting into first down. You have got to be better on third down. 13.1% of the Browns offensive plays of 10 yards or more, that is the lowest rate in football. You need to be better on third down, and you have got to find some kind of explosive play along the way. Key number two, extend drives. Please extend drives. Get some first downs. Help your defense rest a little bit. That's key number two.
Key number two, Andrew Hote.
Third down conversions. They need to get those third down conversions going. They've been struggling with it all season long so far, especially last week. I think that's going to be a key for this game. And if they win that battle, they should win this game based on how the Raiders look against Carolina.
Key number two for me is 00 Ogbo Okoronkwo. Man, did he have an impressive sack last week. And the reason he becomes a key is if Myles Garrett is on a limited snap count, and we're concerned about his feet, we're concerned about his Achilles, we're concerned about his thigh. 00 is the man, and I can't tell you my teams. I think he would start across the league if he was playing for them. So 00 stepping up for Myles Garrett if for some reason Myles is on an unbelievable snap count. So 00 is key number two. Ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Turn the lock and throw away the key, because here comes the lock. Sock it to me, Dan Menigan.
The lock of this game, Gardner Minshew's throwing you two picks, and he might throw like four of them. He might throw about four or five balls that you can easily pick as well. I got a feeling we're going to have a lot of moments in this game. We're all going, on balls that should have been caught by Grant Delpit, Martin Emerson, Rodney McLeod, any of those guys who are involved there, Denzel Ward as well. I have a feeling this is going to be a defensive brawl, and you are going to see the Browns defense really, really show up in this one and really help the offense out with some good field position. My lock, two picks, Gardner Minshew.
I hate you. Andrew Hody.
Love you too, bud.
You'll find out why. Hody, what's your lock?
My lock actually is going to be very simple. The Browns find a way to win this game. I think everything we saw from the Raiders last year.
That's not a lock.
I think they're going to win this game
easily. Tell me something that's going to make them win the game. That's a lock.
Defense gets two turnovers. And not necessarily Gardner Minshew picks. A fumble. I could see Miles having a really big day on Sunday.
Teacher, he's copying my test.
I am not copying his test. I think we could see a forced fumble from Myles Garrett this week. I'm really excited to see what the defense does there. But I think the Browns are going to have a field day in Vegas.
You should take your test in the hall.
Do you know where the principal's office is? Oh, you do, don't you?
It's all in Las Vegas.
Test in the hall. Cam sitting around the rest of the kids.
Okay, I hate you because why did I write that down before we started this segment?
He put two picks down and has Gardner a line Minshew. Under yeah. it under Gardner Minshew. I apologize for such things. Do you want me to change?
No, I'll change mine. I'm just wondering. I'll say this.
Other things.
All right, so here I'll lock in on this. Would you say how many turnovers did he say they would
he
have?
He said two. Two seems to be the magic number.
I'll go with three. I'll say that.
Oh, I like it.
The Raiders will have three turnovers in this game. Now the question is are the Browns going to be able to turn those into points? So I'll go with three turnovers for the Raiders in this game because I'm a slam dunk that we're at two picks on that. Minshew's going to force something, but he's got the ability to score points against the Browns, and that scares me because I go back to that game last year. I know Indianapolis is better than the Raiders are, but I mean, he had a great game against the Browns last year.
He played well.
It was a 1-point game. Browns won 39-38.
Which, by the way, how in the hell did a P.J. Walker-led team score 38 points?
And he only threw for 178 yards in that game.
I mean, the defense was, yeah.
Yeah, it's the defense. I mean, that's what's going to be. It's all about the defense. And they're going to have to win with defense. I'm sorry. I am not trying to be negative about the Browns this week. I'm really not. I don't have any faith right now. What I've seen for 3 weeks right now doesn't give me a whole lot of faith. They didn't play great in that Jacksonville game. I think the only thing I'm kind of hanging my hat on right now was their ability to kind of spark up in the fourth quarter last week where they had a couple of opportunities to try to drive the ball late. They didn't do it. I'm totally just bummed out about that loss against the Giants. I need them to kick off. Mm-hmm. Then I got to sit through all the 1 o'clock games to get to 425 is kick on Sunday?
Yeah, 425 kick.
So now it gets even worse. I mean, I sit through the Thursday night game last night. At least I got the
done it to begin with.
Although we get a double dose of Siciliano, so that's good. That makes me happy. So you've got Siciliano calling the Ohio State Michigan game. Michigan State, sorry. Game on Saturday night, and then you'll have the Browns right here on the Browns Radio Network with Siciliano. So that makes me happy. But I can't be alone in not having I don't have this ultimate faith in the Browns offense to be able to put points on the board. I don't. And just why? Go back and look at the scores from the last three games. You tell me why I should have faith in the offense. Suddenly putting it together with no David Njoku, you're still missing both your tackles. I'm not there. I'm not there. I need them to put me there. And I think a lot of the folks that I've talked to this week feel exactly the same way.
Yes.
Speaking of Ohio State, Tim May, Letterman Row, Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan next.